You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Big show with big news on FFT and 5. Adam and Dave here for your Friday edition of Fantasy Football Today and 5, or Thursday if you're watching on YouTube.com/FantasyFootballToday. Let's start with the Kyler Murray news. Still, they have not figured out a long-term contract, and Cliff Kingsbury is praying that it gets done before training camp. He could be a holdout if it's not done. How big of a deal is this with Kyler Murray?
I don't think Kyler Murray is going to hold out. The CBA prevents players from holding out and or at least holding out and like gaining something from it. It's really stacked against them. Kyler will be there. Hopefully he gets a deal done. Hopefully he plays well and stays healthy for all 17 games. And hopefully that means a contract extension for Cliff Kingsbury. If I were Cliff Kingsbury, I would be praying too.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Jerry Jeudy reportedly behind Tim Patrick, basically. So
does that mean he's also behind Courtland Sutton?
Yeah.
Does that mean he's behind KJ Hamler?
I don't think so. Is he behind?
What about Albert Okwuegbunam?
I hope not, but yeah, I don't know.
I haven't heard great things about
him. Is he falling behind in your rankings, Jerry Jeudy?
Yeah, he's tumbled. For the longest time, I had him back-to-back with Courtland Sutton, and now I've broken away from that. Sutton has moved up. Jeudy has moved down. And it wouldn't surprise me if by the time we get to mid-August, Judy's closer to Patrick than he is to Courtland Sutton. And there's a part of me that would pass on Jerry Jeudy in round 5 or round 6 and just wait for Tim Patrick. Patrick's been doing his thing for a long time. He's a solid receiver. And Judy's just never been able to put it all together. It's either an injury or dropping passes, bad quarterback play. He's running out of excuses. This is the year he has to make it happen.
Okay, I'm just going to say this feels a little bit like Jamar Chase having the drops and DeAndre Swift getting hurt and these guys who are actually really good falling in the draft and becoming steals. So I hope sure. Jerry Jeudy does just fall and then you can swoop him up without having to pay a huge premium on him.
And obviously the later you get him, the less it's going to sting if he fizzles out.
The Rams have been very open about wanting to bring back Odell Beckham. They said if they didn't have a salary cap, they would have already signed Odell Beckham. So should we go into the season, at least in terms of maybe evaluating Allen Robinson? Should we go into the season, our draft season, thinking eventually Beckham's going to be back with the Rams?
That quote spooked me a little bit because I've been a big proponent of Allen Robinson, love the idea of him as the 1B in LA. But I'm not sure he will consistently be the 1B if Odell Beckham is back and playing. The thing is that we don't know when Odell's going to be back and playing. He literally tore his ACL in the Super Bowl. So he might not be back until the last 6 games of the regular season, if he's back at all. So I think you can still confidently draft Allen Robinson where we've been taking him. It's in that round 4 range, maybe even round 5. Good PPR upside for him. And when Odell comes back, yeah, that's absolutely going to hurt him. Might hurt Cooper Kupp a little bit too.
And I maintain this, no matter how good your relationship is with someone, you cannot crash a wedding. I mean, that is wrong. And Beckham did that. He crashed Sean McVay's wedding and McVay seemed cool with it. I just think it's wrong, Dave. I would do, look, obviously he's not a good enough friend to get invited. So Terry McLaurin, the Commanders say they're not going to trade him.
Maybe he was invited and he said, oh, I can't make it. I'm busy doing something.
No.
And then his schedule cleared up and he was like, cool, I'm in. Let's go.
No, that's
eat a Lombardi trophy cake.
What do you think about this Terry McLaurin situation here as we record this on Thursday? Not at camp and no contract yet and no new contract and also not going to get traded according to Ron Rivera.
First thought I had is that this is so good for Jahan Dotson, who's been making lots of plays at camp, and he's starting to build that connection with Carson Wentz. Maybe that turns into something. Maybe that should put Dotson on everybody's radar. I would hope that McLaurin's there for the start of training camp, new contract or not, and I hope he balls out like we've seen from him in spurts previously.
All right, well, it's at least worth putting Jahan Dotson on your sleeper list. Put him in your queue, folks. That's it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. Have a great weekend, everybody. You're going to hear from Jacob Gibbs on Saturday and Sunday with some player profiles. We'll talk to you later.